Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peterson.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
Okay, we continue on. Fred Rogan and Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. It's the Big Friday Show where anything goes. We've let you hear from the Dodgers at Camelback Ranch. And coming up later on this hour, David Vasse will jump on the show because he is at Camelback Ranch. And who better to comment on what's going on than David Vasse? But this is a period of time where we need to bring everyone together, where we need to come together as a people. And it's a big day for us. Friday is a huge day because on Friday, we have to have the haiku that holds us all the way till Monday. We need that spirituality. We need that sense of community. And the only way we can have that is to sit back, to let it marinate, and to appreciate the words of wisdom from our haikuist, Vic the Brick. And Vic, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Fred. Good afternoon, Rodney Pete. Good afternoon, K-Fig.
Yeah.
And then the ones and the twos and the threes and the fours are Ronnie Fascio.
Feeling you, Vic.
Well, before we get to the haiku, and it'll have a baseball flavor attached to it. There's chaos in Calabasas.
What?
Yes. And it's a bummer, because I thought their marriage would continue on. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, it's official, they're filed for divorce. After 7 years of tumult and tranquility, four beautiful kids, they've decided to move on from each other, but they will be co-parenting and taking care of all the Mijas and Mijas. But what a stormy relationship. You could just feel it, though, the last couple of years. It was kind of on the rocks. Did you guys feel that?
Well, what do you think happened there, Vic?
Well, you know, Kanye's been all... You know, remember he had that ill-fated run for president.
Well, he was never going to be president.
No.
Right.
And then he was not happy with Kim getting involved with Meek Mill. And there were many factors. But you could feel them drifting apart. They were a wonderful couple. What a gorgeous, beautiful couple.
Yeah, they were beautiful, Vic. They were absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful people.
Yeah, but you know, it seemed a little ill-conceived from the beginning.
What are you talking about, Fred?
What do you mean from the beginning?
I'm just saying.
Come on, Fred.
It was beautiful. I think they hung on as long as they could.
It lasted longer than I thought it would, to be honest with you, Vic.
I agree, K-Fig.
I remember when it happened. I said the over-under for Kim Ye was about 3 years. So I lost that one.
Well, we wish them both, you know, the best of luck and good health. But it's safe to say that, you know,
who's next
Kardashians.
On the list,
Nick?
Huh? Who's next on the list?
Who's next on the list? What a great question.
Who's next? Who's next?
Wow.
Huh?
I'm rolling out the candidates in my mind.
Can't be Drake again, can it? Oh, did I say that?
You did say Drake. You never know. I mean, marriage is all about communication, and we really don't know what's going on, you know, with couples.
No, we don't.
And there's so much pressure on couples to stay together, and it's work. You know, it's hard work.
Especially when you can't go outside your house without 80 million cameras in front of you.
Yeah, they've really
makes
been
it difficult.
The target of the paparazzi. Has been nuts. Nuts for them. I mean, they've handled it with a lot of dignity, but that's a tough journey. When you're so paparazzi driven, which they are, that's a tough life. I mean, you can't relax. You got to be on all the time.
Yeah.
Sort of like the life of Fred Rogen.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Can't go anywhere. You know, cameras following you everywhere.
Can't walk the streets.
Yeah. Exactly. Can't walk the streets. Fred can't walk down Toluca Lake without somebody honking or trying to run him off the road.
Fred, are you still walking down Riverside Drive or no?
I'm walking, Vic. Yeah, I walk.
It's a beautiful walk.
It is a beautiful walk. Yeah. What about you, Vic? Are you out and about these days? It's starting to feel like it's loosening up a little bit, doesn't it, Vic? I still don't want you getting in your car driving 100 miles through the back streets. But it feels like it's we're starting to kind of see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we're getting some good numbers. We're getting some good numbers. Just have to stay vigilant. Everyone's got to stay tough. And again, as I mentioned this week, even if you've got your two shots, you know, be it Moderna, be it Pfizer, still got to mask up, social distance, avoid crowds. I don't think there's any secret there. We've still got to drive this thing home.
And we're gonna see, you know, especially Florida's gonna see what happens after the Super Bowl down there, because it kind of went a little bit crazy. We're gonna see those numbers. But what worries me now is spring break coming up here pretty soon there, Vic.
And I'm worried about Texas. All our prayers to the people in Texas.
Yeah.
What a horrendous week they have had of insanely brutal weather.
My daughter's there.
I know. Is she okay?
Yeah, but it's tough. She's living it.
I know it's melting down a little bit. They're going to warm up a little bit this weekend, but then that also incurs a lot of damage when the pipes defrost.
Yeah,
yeah.
There'll be a lot of bursting of the bursting of the pipes and the water and the freezing. You know.
They shut them off.
You shut them off. Or you just keep dripping. The dripping works, I heard.
I'm talking about the power company shut them off.
The powers with that.
Turned it.
Well, they got that nutty grid going on in Texas, no?
Yeah. Nutty grid. They can't get help from other states.
Well, Texas has always been independent. Yeah, they're an independent country.
Right. tough.
Well, yeah. Our prayers are with them.
There's always Cancun, Vic.
Yeah, I'm surprised Nick Van Exel wasn't involved in that trip with that crazy senator.
Nick Van Exel, 1-2-3 Cancun.
That was it. Yeah. Shaq said, "You off the team." Yeah. Remember, Shaq said, "Adios, Nick Van Exel."
Yeah.
Yeah, but when Ted Cruz took that flight to Cancun with his wife and his kids.
One thing to take it, then you're going to lie about what you were doing.
I got one word.
You got receipts. People got receipts nowadays, Vic. You know, you say something and then a text or a flight itinerary says different, then you're a little bit in trouble. It's best to come clean right away. I screwed up.
One word. Oi!
Oi! Oi!
With this haiku.
Yeah.
Baseball
flavor. We need it,
Vic.
We need it.
It's by a very obscure Japanese haiku artist, Imai Sai. Imai, I-M-A-I.
Imai Sai.
Sai, S-E-I, Imai Sai.
So this is the first ever from Imai Sai.
Yes, and it's baseball related.
Okay, so maybe Kevin can find out a little information on the man known as Imai Sai.
Exactly. It's great to hear the Dodgers from Camelback Ranch today. They all sound, buoyant and happy and
buoyant.
Ready to bring back more bling.
Buoyant. Yeah.
Right?
You can float and swim.
Their step is light, knowing that they're the defending champions and they're fully loaded. And Red Samurai's at third base. And we're ready to rock. So this is a baseball haiku from Imai Sai. I-M-A-I-S-E-I.
Okay.
After the error, the player still faces the outfield, towering clouds. I'm feeling you.
That was fast.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Boy, that...
Wait. After the error...
Yeah.
The player still faces the outfield.
Faces the outfield.
Wait a minute. The error or the error?
The error. After the error. Made an error. Yeah. Big E lights up on the scoreboard, right?
Yeah.
E on your scorecard.
Yeah.
After the player, after the error, player still faces the outfield. Towering clouds.
I kind of like it, Vic. I get it.
It's very surreal and ephemeral. It's really has an ephemeral feeling to it.
Apropos to spring training there.
Profound.
The towering clouds.
Well, because when you make an error, oftentimes you want to hang your head.
Yes.
Right? You want to hang your head, and that indicates the towering clouds as you turn your back on the field and contemplate what you did.
Exactly. And you stare, into the heavens saying, wow, is it my glove? Was that my perception? Did I not have a good tracking system to the ball? What the hell happened? And then you search the heavens for an answer.
Well, Vic, you basically turn and go, damn.
Mm, you just, do that.
Yeah, you're just like, ouch. Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was bad.
But we all make them.
Yeah.
Yes, they're part of the game.
That's why you oftentimes see me sitting here staring out into the clouds.
When you made an error, Fred?
When I make an error, I turn my
stare out the window?
And I just look out the window. Kevin has seen it multiple times. He's asked if I was okay.
Yeah, I'm worried about that too. So is Ned Colletti.
Well, that's during
baseball
story.
Season.
Oh, yeah.
That's make sure the padding is still in that office.
It's still here. Don't worry, when you get back, it'll be here.
Okay.
And we'll need it. We'll definitely need it for this year.
You're gathering your thoughts, Fred. That's very important.
That's what I'm trying to do, Vic.
It's lit. Fire! Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Brought to you by our buddy Jacob and Ronnie. Hey, if you have a problem this weekend, you've got to call the best in the business. The man who knows what he's doing. The man that can take care of everything. That man is Jacob Imrani, and call him at 844-24-JACOB.
Accident or injury, call Jacob Imrani, call Jacob.
We have an update on our high school sports coming up in a second, but I want to get to this first because it looks as if the Dodgers are working with the governor's office and public health officials on a plan that could allow fans back into Dodger Stadium for the start of the season. Now, this was something that Stan Katzen, the president of the team, released in a video to season ticket holders. He says he hopes by opening day, they're finally going to have some fans in the ballpark. How many, we're not exactly sure at this point in time. If it's going to be about 20% capacity, you're looking at about 11,000 fans. 25% will be about 14,000. And my guess is the governor's office is not strictly talking to the Dodgers about this. I'm sure they're talking to the Padres and the Giants and maybe even other outdoor sports as well about possibly getting fans in the stands sometime soon, Fred.
That would be fantastic. I mean, because you are going to talk about the high school sports and the youth sports, which is great. Numbers are way down, which is great. And the sooner the better. You know, people still have not seen the new addition to the center field area at Dodger Stadium. Think about that. It's been up for a year and nobody's seen it. And it's absolutely beautiful. If it's safe and they say do it, I say do it. I think, Rodney, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, kind of gradually let the fans back in the stands. I think you're right, Fred, where Vic and I, you know, we just talked about it. It feels like there's some light at the end of the tunnel. The numbers are better, and hopefully they stay that way, and we slowly let fans get back in. That would be huge for the state of California to be that. Obviously for Dodger fans here, but for everybody up and down the state of California, that would be fantastic.
Oh, baseball bliss. You know, let it start with, you know, a couple thousand fans, and, you know, slowly as the numbers, you know, continue to do well, get more fans in the stands. That would just be so sensational. And, you know, it's happening. We stay vigilant. You stay disciplined. Good things will happen, and you can feel good things are happening. But that would be Stan Kasten's the man. That would just be a fabulous thing.
So speaking about high school sports, the Department of Public Health, the State Department of Public Health, released a youth sports update earlier today, and they're saying that they could be paving the way for practices to begin for outdoor sports as early as February 26th. They say high contact sports like football, rugby, water polo with participants of ages 13 or older can be played with counties with an adjusted daily case rate of 14 or fewer per 1,000 in the population. Now, right now, LA County is at a 17.6 case rate per 100,000. But by that time, by the time the 26th rolls around, if the trends keep going the way that they're going, that number can actually drop. They said antigen or PCR testing will be required for participants and coaches. But it looks like, at least for outdoor sports, Fred, we could be trending in the right direction to getting those kids back out on the field or in the water or whatever their particular sport may be.
Yeah, you know, if it can happen, at least for the sports that they're going to allow. I don't know. Are they going to play football? I don't know. But, you know, for the sports like baseball and those sports, if they can just get out there and compete, it'll be huge for the kids. Everybody needs to be safe, but this is a huge step. I mean, today, Rodney, hearing the story about the Dodgers, yeah. Now we're hearing about these high school kids. You think maybe a little bit we're starting to turn the curve here.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It feels like we are turning, the numbers keep going in the right direction. You know, vaccines are getting out there, being distributed. There's more places to get tested. It just feels like we're going in the right direction. And sometimes, you know, as we go along this thing, it's not going to get back to 100%, but at some point, you know, you feel where the numbers are palatable, that you can go back to doing some things that are somewhat normal. And it feels like we're headed that direction very, very soon.
And lost in this, you know, horrendous 2020 in this, you know, virulent, insane virus is the kids. They really need the engagement, you know, not just in sports, but to go back to the classroom and develop the relationships and the learning process. It's hard to learn via remote, or, you know, and a lot of kids didn't have the equipment. You know, they were not hooked up, man. Let's face it. Not everyone, you know, has the equipment you know, to learn via remote. So these kids lost so much time, but most importantly, they lost the interaction between their friends. They got to, you know, that's the important thing, is getting back to seeing their classmates, their friends, the interaction. That's what it's about. Of course, sports is wonderful, and the camaraderie and the lessons learned on the field you'll carry through life, but in the classroom and the day-to-day, the moment-to-moment interactions, kids on kids. I mean, you know, these kids were robbed, you know, of a year of school. School is so precious. So this will be so wonderful for the kids. I feel for them. I have so much empathy for the children, you know, who are not able to go to school. It's just a horrific situation. So hopefully, you know, we turn it around, and we will. You know, we are America. That's what we do. We turn it around, man. We turn it around.
And that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
Okay. Let's get out to Camelback. I don't know if Dave's here yet. I know he's going next week, but he's been on every call today. So David Vassay now will give us the latest on the Dodgers in spring training, and that's next.
Let us give you money. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Yeah. Text the nationwide keyword money to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Once again, that's money to 200-200. Good luck.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa Fox. Not the ones that just show up in. Coming back with an Anderson Pack on a Friday. We don't care. When you come up winding it down a little bit on a Friday, getting ready for the weekend. Hopefully it continues to get better. Our prayers are with the folks down in Texas as the sun is shining. My brother's down there. The sun came out today, so hopefully things start to get better in the state of Texas, and we can move forward. Our man is with us now. Now, Dave Vassay, are you in Camelback Ranch already? Are you there yet, or are you going next week?
Let me put it to you this way, Rodney. I don't get excited over pitchers and catchers playing catch. I go for the big show, the position
players. That's
what
I'm talking about, Dave.
So I will be there for you starting Sunday.
Okay, but you were on the Zoom call today, so you heard from everybody.
Oh, hey, Fred.
And by the way,
wow. Fred.
You know what? I don't get invited to his barbecues.
All business Fred today.
All
Friday,
business Fred.
TGIF, Fred. Relax.
But I did hear that you were the star of the media calls. You jumped in there first a couple. You took control today, Dave. It's about time.
That's not my choice. Somebody picks me. I have no control over who is asking the first question.
You're the veteran, Dave. It's time you were acknowledged for who you are and what you do.
You're the dean.
You're damn right.
I'm the dean.
All right. So there's a lot we want to cover, but let's start with this. And Dave Roberts said, I believe yesterday, that Kenley Jansen is going to be the closer as they begin the season. What do you know about this?
Well, I was the one that asked Dave about that because I feel like that's one of the biggest storylines with his super team. If there is one question mark in his super team pitching staff, it would have to be the closer situation. So I just want to get some clarity on day one of spring training.
Yeah, I think that
you know, I've talked about it before, Dave, in the sense that I believe we're at our best if Kenley is closing for us. But with that said, we have a lot of great viable options to finish a game. So right now, that's kind of where it's at. And Kenley looks fantastic. And, you know, as I sit here right now, I expect him to close that first game out of the season.
And Dave Roberts also added the fact that he thought Kenley had a pretty good regular season. And I agree with him. The way this team is constructed, if Kenley Jansen can have a little bit better of a season than he had last year, I feel like for the regular season, they are set. Now, once you get to October, obviously you can make adjustments like they did last year and have Julio Urias or anybody else go down there and be a closer. Or also, if you're not happy with the way things are going the first half of the season, there's always the trade deadline, and you can make adjustments during the season. So I don't think it's earth-shattering or panic city to say Kenley Jansen is going to get the first crack to be the closer.
How much of that, Dave, and you know this from a veteran standpoint, is that just showing Kenley the respect of the years that he put in by saying this right now? Because in the back of your mind, you're going, if he struggles at all, then he's not going to be the closer.
Yeah, and let's face it, Rodney, you don't want to lose the guy the first day of spring training. So he's here for at least one more year. He has this year remaining on his contract at a pretty high price tag. So you would hope he could live up to that price tag of being your closer. Usually the highest paid relief pitcher in your bullpen is your closer. So, yeah, and I didn't really believe Kenley was that awful last year. He walked a lot of guys. He was searching for his mechanics, and I haven't talked to Kenley about it yet, but hopefully he's simplified things top to bottom, mentally, physically, you know, mechanically, all of that. And hopefully he'll be ready to go for opening day, because if he's not the closer, then it really leaves things up in the air on who could be that guy.
What do you mean it leaves it up in the air? Blake Treinen can be that guy.
Yeah, he did it in the past. I'm not sure if he's still that guy. Then if Blake Treinen's your closer, who's getting those high leverage outs before the ninth inning?
Gratterol.
At some point, you're going to have to get the final nine outs.
Victor Gonzalez and Gratterol.
Sure, just run those guys into the ground for 162, Fred. They could pitch every day.
Well, wait, you're talking about Kenley being the closer. Is he going to close for 162?
Well, I would say the Dodgers are on track to win, what, between 90 and 105 games is what,
yes,
I've seen. So, yeah, you would expect him to be at least ready to go for 30 to 35 save opportunities.
Yeah, Fred. What's wrong with you? Hey, David Price said he hasn't been throwing
at
all.
The point is, it's easy to say Victor Gonzalez and Blake Treinen and all those guys, but you can't run those guys out there every day. What if you're down a run or two and you want to hold the game where it's at? Then Victor Gonzalez and Blake Treinen aren't available because you don't have the lead. And if you do have the lead, Fred Rogan, the manager, would be using those guys. So there is a balance.
That. Don't say that in the same sentence, Fred Rogan, the manager. Please don't say that. Don't say that, Dave. David Price said he hadn't been throwing. I'm sure you heard that. And then Dave Roberts said, yeah, he looks good throwing. Which one is it?
Well, I asked David Price this morning how much he actually threw over the course of the summer, and did he simulate any game action? And he basically told me that he was tired of playing catch. That's the longest period of time where he's been playing catch or having bullpen sessions. So he didn't really take it to that, or as close to a game situation from what he said today. And, you know, talking to guys like Mark Gubazaw, who pitched and won a World Series at a high level, he told me to be careful just to automatically assume after David Price not pitching for 16-plus months in a major league game is going to be automatically better and no rust or any of that. And David Price didn't seem that concerned about it. He feels like that rust is going to come off in spring training. So I think it still remains to be seen, and the jury is still out on what David Price the Dodgers are going to get when the bell rings.
Okay, and as for Justin Turner, and I thought that was the big, you know, the big one today, hearing from JT.
He looked good.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looked like he was still on that dairy-free diet.
Well, when you asked him, you know, and I can't remember the exact verbiage, but you basically said to him, were you sure you were going to be here, or did you think you'd be somewhere else? The answer he gave pretty much was there were periods of time where he wasn't sure what was going to happen.
Yeah, he was very honest with that answer, Fred, more than I thought he would be. And, you know, I think when this goes as far as it did, what, just a week and a half before position players are supposed to report, I would say there had to be some doubts on both sides whether or not it was going to get done. So I thought it was interesting as well that he said he was looking for teams that could win now. So that kind of tells you the teams that he was looking for, the Braves, the Brewers to a certain extent. And I thought it was also interesting that he admitted that he enjoyed the courting process of other teams trying to get his services. And that's just, you guys know this, Rodney as a player, Fred covering players that have become free agents, that they want to feel like they're wanted. And honestly, it sounded like the Dodger fans on the streets of his neighborhood were doing the courting for the Dodgers organization by letting him know when he was taking his dog for walks how badly they wanted him to re-sign. So, you know, a player always wants to know that he's wanted, even though the Dodgers did want him and they made it clear they wanted him back. It's always good to feel needed, and I think he needed that during the course of the free agency process.
Yeah, and words matter. You know, sometimes when you tell a guy, you know, we've heard it often, well, just go and see what you can get out there. It's how you phrase that sometimes matter in a closed-door session. And I'm sure the Dodgers phrased it like, we really want you back, and it ended up working out. That's a great thing. Dave, when you look at this team and just fast forward to opening day, how do you see the opening day lineup? And is it Cody in center and A.J. Pollock and left, and Mookie and right, and Seager and Turner, and who plays second base and who plays first base?
That's a lot you're throwing at me right there, Rodney.
Come on, Dave.
Yeah, I think two of the biggest storylines, position player-wise, number one, the effectiveness of Cody Bellinger, the health of that front right shoulder. I was actually talking to Mark McGwire earlier this afternoon, and he was telling me that as a hitting coach, he had Matt Kemp, Hanley Ramirez, and Adrian Gonzalez, all guys that had surgeries on their front shoulder. Obviously, Hanley and Matt Kemp were right-handed hitters, Adrian a left-handed hitter. And he said that, you know, the range of motion isn't there for a period of time. They may be playing in games and you may see them out there, but it doesn't mean that they are themselves. So for me, and for everybody else, they should keep that in mind when they're watching Cody Bellinger, not only in spring training, but also the first half of the regular season. And the other big question for the Dodgers in spring training is second base, Rodney. Can Gavin Lux show the Dodgers he is finally ready to be their everyday second baseman? For me, if Lux isn't ready, if they deem him not ready to be the guy that everybody has been telling us he is, then second base turns into a platoon, I would imagine, between Lux, Taylor, and Zach McKinstry. Muncy played second base.
Yeah, he played second
Muncy's
base,
Muncy's best position is second base defensively.
Yeah. Dave, why wouldn't they, given the history and what he has done for the Dodgers, give that job to Chris Taylor?
Because they need him to play multiple positions. No Kike this year, Rodney. They need Chris Taylor to give Corey Seager some days off at shortstop, especially with no DH. They need him at second base, probably to platoon against lefties. They need him in the outfield to keep A.J. Pollock fresh. They may need him in center field if Cody Bellinger is his range of motion, or if he doesn't start the season because of that front shoulder surgery. They need him available in center field. They need Chris Taylor is more valuable to the Dodgers being versatile, not just anchored to one spot.
Gotcha.
Dave did point out about the loss of Jock and about the loss of Kike, and he said he's got the young guys, and they know the system. They know the culture. They know the way the Dodgers operate. And McKinstry was a guy that, as you know, Dave Roberts mentioned. And, you know,
the secret weapon, Fred.
Well, apparently not such a secret if Dave Roberts was bringing him up.
That was in passing. He doesn't want to tip his hand.
Yeah, well,
but my understanding, Fred, that the Dodgers are very high on McKinstry and are going to give him every opportunity to make this team. They really are high on what he can add this season.
And Dave, tell us about him, because you loved him last year, but we never really got to see him.
Right. The reason why I love him is he plays with an edge, and part of that edge comes from being drafted in the 32nd round and, you know, nobody ever really talking about him. But when you watch him play, you don't have to be a baseball expert to see him in an athletic position at the plate. You could tell he has that it factor as a hitter. And I've got to be honest with you, I know people will, you know, maybe chuckle at this, but he does have similar characteristics and also on and off the field to Andre Ethier. And Andre Ethier actually endorsed McKinstry. He believes he's a player. So those are that's part of it. And the other part of it is he's versatile. In the minor leagues, he played second base, he played shortstop, he played third base, he played left field. So he's a Dodger type of player that can move around. And that's why he's very valuable in a lot of different ways.
All right, let me give you two other names now since we're starting spring training. Edwin Rios.
Do you want to take a break first, or do you want to keep this going?
No, we'll go another couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
No, I was told that there are others at the station that are upset that we allow you so much time to speak. And they
yeah, some
boom,
haters.
Boom, boom.
There's some haters there, Dave.
This is information Dodger fans want, Dave.
Yeah, Fred.
And
yeah, Rodney.
Rios.
Yeah, baby.
And Matt Beatty. Now, Matt Beatty didn't get a lot of run last year.
No.
You know, I know nothing except I think he's pretty good. I mean, are we going to see more from those two guys?
I believe Edwin Rios makes this team. He's proven that he belongs. And he had some big hits for the Dodgers in Texas during the postseason. So for me, Edwin Rios is on this team. Matt Beatty, I really believe he still needs to earn a spot on this team. Dave Roberts did mention him as being one of those younger guys that has been part of the culture. So maybe the Dodgers feel like Beatty's making this team out of spring training. I got to be honest with you guys, under Andrew Friedman, it feels like he has a plan to start the season with a certain opening day roster. And as you guys know, that doesn't mean that's the roster for the rest of the season. But I haven't seen too many times a player in a position battle outplay another player and still make the team. I remember this one spring where Chris Taylor outplayed Kike Hernandez. I believe it was 2017, his breakout year. In spring training, Chris Taylor was that guy, and Kike was not really hitting on all cylinders, but Kike still made the opening day roster, and Chris Taylor started the season in the minor league. So I'm talking about these position battles, but I think it's been proven by the way the Dodgers have operated under Andrew Friedman. He has his guys already in mind, no matter how they perform in spring training.
And his guys that he has in mind, and we talked about it earlier, but to wrap it up, let's go over now the pitching rotation. We pretty much know the rotation, but when we get to the relievers, where are we going to be with these guys? Who might surprise us? Anybody?
Corey Knebel's an interesting guy. When he was healthy in 2018, he was a really good part of the Brewers' bullpen and part of the reason why they almost beat the Dodgers in the NLCS that year. So if he can get back to that form, now you're talking about a three-headed monster if Kenley Jansen can go back to that form that we have known him to become, the all-time Dodgers save leader. So now you're talking about Knebel, you're talking about Joe Kelly, you're talking about Blake Treinen and Kenley Jansen, not to mention Victor Gonzalez, who a lot of people have forgotten about. He is going to really burst onto the scene and show the league that he can do this for more than just a short sample size. So I really believe the Dodgers bullpen is in a good position, even though some names might not be household names right now.
Okay. Well, Dave, did we give you enough time? I mean, Dodger fans want this information.
Whew. I am ready. You guys got me ready for Arizona. I'm ready, Fred.
Love it. Okay. Love it, Dave.
You right. Washed away that bad taste from that Laker loss last night, so thank you.
But that wasn't even a Laker game. I mean, that wasn't really the Lakers. It was LeBron and some guys out there playing hard.
How dare you disrespect KCP and Kyle Kuzma and Marc Gasol and the guys that played last night, Fred? I'm not going to sit there and let you do that.
I'm not disrespecting anybody. I'm saying
LeBron and a bunch of blocking dummies is basically what you said.
Well, they missed a lot of threes, Rodney. Got to be honest.
Oh, they did.
Any word on Andre Drummond?
I've got nothing yet.
Okay.
Why, do you think the Lakers are going to pick him up?
They could use him.
They sure could.
Marc Gasol's looking every bit of his age.
Oh, they just need another rim protector. Marc Gasol's good.
Can Marc Gasol
Dwight
dunk?
Howard.
Can he still dunk?
I don't think so.
The only problem I've seen with Marc Gasol, and I really like his game, I do, but if he falls down, it takes him a while to get up. I'll tell you that.
The Lakers missed Dwight Howard.
Yeah, they do.
That's okay. And, you know, they wish Dwight the best, and they'll be just fine, Dave. Don't give it a second thought.
Thanks. Oh, now you don't like Dwight again, Fred.
What?
You hated him, then he came and played for you and played well for you. Now you liked him last year, and now you're back to hating him again.
I don't hate Rodney. He's not part of the right agency.
Exactly.
He's not with Clutch Sports. That's why he's not on the team.
If I hated him, I wouldn't have wished him well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't
that
very
was insincere,
sincere.
Fred. Yeah, that's the way you say goodbye to Mario Solis. We know how that sounds.
No, Dave, actually, that's not true. But it is the way I'm going to say goodbye to
you. Yeah, what do you got against Rogan
and Rod?
I like Mario a lot.
Mario!
All right, we're back to wrapping up.
Look out! Kawhi Leonard chose violence in the paint.
The Nets await Sunday. But first, the Clippers close a back-to-back set with the league-leading Jazz. Today at 7, it's round 2.
The home of the Clippers.
Don't miss pregame at 6 p.m. with Adam Osland on LA's home for Clipper basketball. Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much, yes.
Speaking of which, traffic.
Good afternoon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I mean, that is just sad!
Sad sack of the day.
Here we go, sad sack of the day. Rodney, gotta do it before we get out of here.
Gotta do it, I guess so, Fred. I know you're excited about it.
Yeah, Sacramento Kings guard De'Aaron Fox.
What?!
Struggled in last night's loss to Miami. He had 11 points, 5 of 12 shooting. Turned the ball over 4 times. With a loss, the Kings fell to 12-16 on the season. Your sad sack. Well-deserved honor. Congratulations. Nice way to start the weekend. De'Aaron Fox of Sacramento.
De'Aaron Fox, my man, too. I don't like that when you do sad sack and people that I know, Fred.
Well, you know, I've actually met him as well.
Yeah.
And I hope he appreciates being mentioned today. That's how we do.
Terrible.
Ronnie, Kevin, thanks for a great week. Appreciate it. Rodney, you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll go get a Monday.
You too, Freddie.
Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces, shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a fiend, trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in L.A. on bail. My people say,
living, dying in L.A. the place to be.
To live and die in L.A.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.